For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
My name is Mason Severt. I'm the campaign director for SAFER, and SAFER stands for Safer Alternatives for Enjoyable Recreation.
SAFER. For those who may not have heard of your organization, please tell us more about it.
Well, SAFER is an organization based out in Colorado that is designed to educate the public about the fact that marijuana is less harmful than alcohol and should be treated as such.
You know, there are now a growing number of doctors and psychiatrists who have observed the, if you will, phenomenon that many alcoholics and hard drug users find it possible to escape that harder addiction by the occasional use of marijuana. And your thoughts on that?
Yeah, we've spoken to quite a number of folks who had quite a number of problems when they were using alcohol, and they don't see why they should not be allowed to use a drug that is far less harmful than alcohol. It's never caused an overdose death in history, and yet we continue to prohibit people from using it while more or less encouraging them to use a more harmful drug than alcohol.
Let's talk a bit about some of the efforts undertaken by SAFER. I mean, you guys put forward a resolution that adults in the city of Denver should no longer be arrested for minor amounts of marijuana. But you're ratcheting that up a bit to the whole state of Colorado. Tell us more about it.
In November of this past year, we passed a citizen ballot initiative in Denver that amended city ordinances to make the private adult possession of less than an ounce of marijuana legal. Yet, unfortunately, the city has more or less ignored the measure and has continued to argue that state law forces them to continue punishing adult marijuana users. So we have decided to work on changing the state law to allow the cities and towns in Colorado to stop punishing marijuana users if they choose to do so. And we are working on putting that on the ballot right now, and we hope to get it on there for this upcoming election.
I guess just last week, our drug czar, John Walters, came to Denver to rally against your efforts, and yet he didn't get a grand response, did he?
No, I don't know if what he was expecting when he got here, but obviously all the questions he received surrounded the initiatives that passed here and we are working on.
Just wanted to let you know, thus far I've received very little and certainly no positive response from either the Czarina, Karen Tandy, or the drug czar, John Walters, to appear on our shows. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.